Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Hanson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Your April weekend for the birds as we're approaching May. We have a few more days to go before we reach May, but a lot of activity out there. Had a couple sunny days this week, a little bit of rain. Wasn't incredibly warm, but boy, in the morning, are the birds singing away?
Yeah, we actually have dawn chorus now. I really love April. You know, before the bugs start biting, before all the leaves are on the trees, there's just a lot of birds coming back. Plenty of early migrants to be seen out there, so it's a great time to be out birding.
Yeah, the morning chorus is amazing. You know, you can catch the end of the woodcocks. You know, you hear them at dusk in the snipe. And of course, I think just about everywhere has the peepers are out, which the chorus of the peepers never disappoints.
Yeah, I just finally heard some yesterday. There's some things I miss from my move from central Vermont to Burlington. And one is hearing peepers from the house. In a more urban, suburban area. So don't hear some of those nocturnal sounds like the snipe and woodcock and the peepers. So I have to get out and go look for those.
But you are closer to Lake Champlain, which is another wonderful birding location. So you've seen some waterfowl that's returned?
Yeah, lots of ducks. It's also, for me, it's been the week of the grebe. Lots of grebes out there. Pied-billed grebe, which does nest uncommonly in Vermont, and also in breeding plumage, horned grebe and redneck grebe on Lake Champlain. Those are birds that you can see in Vermont in the winter, especially horned grebe on Lake Champlain. But this time of year, they're migrating and they're molting, and they're both really splendid in their breeding plumage.
Talking about grebes on For the Birds, Chip and Hanson, your weekend edition. So describe the grebe for us.
So grebes are their own family. So they look duckish. They act like diving ducks. They've got pointy bills, unlike ducks, so very unduck-like bill. Their feet are really interesting. They have these lobed toes for swimming around, and they're generally compact birds, you know, short bodied. The neck can be various lengths, and they dive for food, fish, invertebrates, whatever they can catch down there, and they can stay down a long time. It's interesting. You watch a horned grebe dive, and it comes up at a totally different place, it's because it's been underwater for so long. I mentioned seeing them in breeding plumage. The horned grebe this time of year is splendid. It's got this, during the winter, it's kind of gray, white, black tones. This time of year, it's got a red chest and neck and a dark head with these, I don't know with what I would call it, but this big splash of yellow on the head. Just on the crown, these just two big bands of gold. It's a really beautiful bird.
Yeah, the grebe, G-R-E-B-E. So they're on Lake Champlain. Are they sticking around, or are they just on their way to somewhere else to make a family?
Yeah, they're moving north, mostly nesting in Canada, Alaska. Also, I think some of the northern prairie provinces like North Dakota, perhaps. So maybe most common in the Canadian provinces, the prairie provinces. So just moving through, horned grebe does, you can see them commonly in the winter in Vermont on Lake Champlain mostly. But this time of year, any large water body in Vermont, so if you're in central Vermont, places like Berlin Pond or Waterbury Reservoir, if you're up in the Northeast Kingdom, one of the like Island Pond, probably see them on the Connecticut River. I'm not sure about that, but any large water body, you could see them migrating through, sometimes in numbers. There's been days in April's past that I've seen, you know, a dozen grebes in a morning on one pond. So definitely get out there and look. They're out there.
Good stuff. The grebes headed to Canada, maybe to the Dakotas. We got to take a short break. We got more bird chatter coming right along on your weekend edition of For the Birds, and we'll do that right after these short messages. Stay tuned. Chip Anson, weekend edition of For the Birds. April, we are loving April. The bugs aren't out. The peepers are. Not a lot of foliage yet. But trees are budding out. And it's, you know, just everything's just really, really starting to green up. Had my first ramps the other day. The ramps are, they're up and about. And had some ramps cheddar scones for breakfast. One of my favorite things to do with ramps.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, you know what else is migrating are salamanders and amphibians in general. So if you live on a back road, you know, drive carefully at night, because on those wet nights, spotted salamanders, wood frogs, eastern newts are very slowly crossing the road as they head to their breeding pools, the vernal pools in the woods. So another migrant this time of year.
And I think there's a lot of vernal pools this year, considering all the moisture we've had. But yeah, so the soil is certainly still pretty soggy from last year, and the water table is up there. But yeah, they're on the move. So yeah, keep your eye out for those as they head to their pools. Hearing the sapsucker has returned. It's hammering away on the back of the barn. So that was a good sign this week.
Nice. Yeah, I heard one yesterday as well. Such a distinctive drumming. It's the drum that slows down. It sounds a little. It sounds like a hesitant woodpecker the way it drums. So just listen for those taps that just space out at the end and just slow down. Yeah, they're going to be here now for the breeding season. That's one of our nesting woodpeckers that's migratory. It's like Flicker. We think about our downy and our hairy is here all year, but a couple of our woodpeckers head south for the winter, including the sapsucker.
Yeah, the yellow-bellied sapsucker. It always goes to the same spot on the side of the barn, the tin roof, and then it corresponds to someone that's in the it's in the sugar woods as well, up the hill a little bit. So they call back and forth, and never haven't been able to get a really good picture of one yet, but. They're kind of you can get pretty close to them, but not good enough for the old camera. But they're a wonderful sound, and they come back year after year after year, and they hammer away at this little tin roof. And I saw they were at the neighbor's house earlier. There was another one that was at the neighbor's house, and they were hammering away on the tin roof. So it was kind of cool. The old yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Do they ever hammer drum on the sap buckets?
I'm sure they do. I have not. Sometimes the buckets are already pulled by the time they get here. It's like, they're kind of right. It's like the Phoebe, that when the Phoebe arrives, it's pretty much, sugaring is done. It's one of those, signature things. So I think sometimes the buckets are, they're already pulled, but certainly on the sugar houses, the smokestack, the steam stack, they love that. Our old sugar house, they used to hammer away on that nonstop. So
I guess they'd have trouble landing, or perching or holding on to the sap bucket because the lid overlaps and get their feet up there somehow.
But wouldn't that be a spectacular image? The yellow-bellied sapsucker on a good old Vermont sugar bucket. That'd be a Vermont life moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, winter wren singing in the woods as well.
I've heard one. Boy, what a spectacular sound that is. That goes on forever. But rarely do I see one, but I certainly hear one.
Yeah, one of those birds much easier to hear than see. Trying to think of other wrens who've showed up yet. I've heard a couple of reports of marsh wren. Haven't heard of any house wren reports yet. But yeah, wrens are coming our way too. And warblers. Mm. Fine warblers are back, and yellow rump warblers. So a lot going on.
You bet. All right. That does it for this weekend. Enjoy the weekend. Get out and see some birds. Listen to the peepers. Wildflowers are coming in if you get a chance. Walk through the woods. And we'll do it again next weekend here on Radio Vermont. Until then, I'm Edson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.